There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Since the signing of the Abraham Accords 2 years ago, signatories have been enjoying closer ties, cooperation and understanding between their nations. And now the United Arab Emirates intends introducing Holocaust studies into its national school curriculum aimed at primary and secondary school students. One of the Emirati brokers of the Accords, Ali Al-Nuami, says that memorializing the victims of the Holocaust is crucial, adding that, quote, public figures fail to speak the truth because a political agenda hijacked their narrative, yet a tragedy on the scale of the Holocaust targets not only Jews but humanity as a whole, unquote. Ambassador Deborah Lipstadt, the U.S. Special Envoy to monitor and combat anti-Semitism, praised the United Arab Emirates' plan, saying that Holocaust education is an imperative for humanity, and too many countries for too long continue to downplay the Shoah, Holocaust, for political reasons. The United Arab Emirates is now the first Arab state to officially include Holocaust education in its school curriculum. Meanwhile, more than 150 senior diplomats from the United States, Israel, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Egypt and Morocco met in Abu Dhabi yesterday for a 2-day working groups meeting of the Negev Forum with an aim to increase regional cooperation. This forum, which first gathered in the Negev desert town of Sadeh Boker, Israel in March 2022, will focus on 6 priority areas: food security and water technology, clean energy, tourism, health, education and coexistence, and regional security. Alon Oshpez, the Director General of the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs and leader of the Israeli delegation to Abu Dhabi, noted that this gathering of Israeli officials and their regional counterparts is the largest since the Madrid talks, which were held in the early 1990s. He also said that whilst facing many challenges, all nations represented can accomplish a joint objective of security, prosperity and peace for the region through partnership, cooperation and friendship. Based on a rise of anti-Semitism in Los Angeles and the United States, the Jewish Federation of Los Angeles has taken an initiative to introduce an awareness campaign using billboards which convey proclamations based on Jewish quotations aimed at appealing to one's general conscience and awareness. The Federation explains that all the writings are based on ancient Jewish teachings, which includes the following, quote, a little bit of light dispels a lot of darkness, be slow to anger and abounding in kindness, and only a life lived for others is a life worthwhile, unquote. Rabbi Noah Farkas, the president of the Jewish Federation of Greater Los Angeles, said that the billboards are meant to introduce Jewish people to the larger community and to show that Jews exist and that Jews care and that Jews are not here to hate. Israel continues to impart its skills and technologies abroad for the greater good, and this past weekend, a team of 5 specialists from the Sheba Medical Center launched a humanitarian mission in Iloran, Nigeria. The 5-day mission at the University of Iloran Teaching Hospital is dedicated to pediatric eye cancer patients in the area and to improve long-term quality optical care in southern Nigeria. The leader of the team, Professor Ido Didi Fabian, said that together with his colleagues, they are honored to have the opportunity to share their knowledge and skills with their colleagues in Nigeria and to collaborate and work together to treat infants with this life-saving procedure. Yoel Hareven, the director of the International Division and Resource Development of Sheba Global, pointed out that this mission will provide treatment for many patients and contribute to humankind and offer hope without any boundaries. And a Christian birthright program called Passages has brought 10,000 students to Israel. The program is an initiative by Christians who felt that Christian support for Israel was decreasing and felt a need to introduce young Christians to Israel by combining with Christian schools to recruit students. They have also expanded the operations to include public universities. The program believes that this vision presents Christian students with a new approach and opportunity to experience Israel and build on their experiences in the Holy Land with an aim to establish their Christian faith and bridges our friendship with the Jewish community. This winter, 450 students participated in the program. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.